So what does federal highway funding have to do with land use planning? It's axiomatic, I think, that land use planning and land use planning and transportation are connected. I've heard new urbanists say that same thing when they're talking about dense development and the transportation and pedestrian modes of transportation, but it's also true for roads. And since we remain an auto-centric society, development and roadways are going to continue to be a major part of land use planning. And most Texas highways do involve some level of federal funding. Very few highways are built in Texas that are solely funded by state money. So federal highway spending in Texas definitely affects our roadway system. As a matter of fact, federally funded highways affect land use as much or more than local roadways. And as we all know, local roadways are basically controlled by cities and counties. And counties control those roadways because they fund them through general obligation bonds and certificates of obligation, various other methods of financing. So they definitely can shape how the roadway system looks that way. And of course, roadways that are privately funded are subject to regulatory controls like subdivision platting and site planning and so on. So given that federal highways can affect land use, which is traditionally a local issue handled at the city or county level,